News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Thanks. Marie Sherlock is with us. She is Labour TD for Dublin Central. Last month, new rules came into effect in Dublin North Inner City, which of course covers her constituency, banning bin bags on the street for bin collection. This is because we were told that rats, foxes, seagulls tear them apart and cause chaos if they are left out. Apparently residents are fuming. Marie Sherlock, you were at a meeting related to this. What's the problem with using a hard bin rather than a bin bag?
Good morning, Anton, and good morning to all your listeners. And I think, look, the first thing to say is that Dublin has a waste management problem. You know, we have for many years now the scourge of illegal dumping, and I know that happens right across the country as well. We have issues with bags being strewn open by our friends, the foxes and the seagulls. And obviously there's a very significant issue with littering in some parts of our city, in particular in the North Inner City. We also have a dysfunctional waste management system because you've got multiple bin collectors effectively collecting our household waste, but driving past the illegally dumped waste. And of course, it's up to Dublin City Council then to come and clean up the mess. And there's an underinvestment in what is what we need in the city, like composting and recycling. So I hosted a meeting on Monday night. There was over 300 people at it. And I suppose it reflects the depth of feeling with regards to the changes that the councillor are now trying to introduce, which is effectively to get rid of the bin bags and ensure that we, you know, that the households move to a bin system. Now,
and why are people steaming mad about that?
Well, let me be very clear, I suppose, and I suppose I have been clear for many years now that, you know, moving away from the bin bags and moving to a system like compactors or underground rubbish chutes are certainly things that are done really well in other European cities, and we need to start considering that here. I suppose for many people in Stony Batter, in parts of Phibsborough, Broadstone, and right over into the northeast inner city, the reality is many of their houses don't have a front garden, don't have a back garden, or quite small houses, can't take a wheelie bin, and indeed even would have very limited space for what are now called caddy bins. So they're much smaller bins. And the reality is that unfortunately Dublin City Council, I suppose, introduced this policy change. It had been on the cards for many years, but effectively announced the date.
With all due sympathy to the people of Stony Batter who may have houses that makes it difficult to bring in a wheelie bin, what's the alternative? Because as you've established, if they leave the soft bags outside, what ends up is their litter strewn through no fault of their own, but it ends up strewn down the streets.
Well, look, I think the first thing is why are people so frustrated, right? First, because I suppose the date was announced by Dublin City Council and there was no kind of consultation with the local communities and no communication directly from the council, because effectively the council devolved responsibility for the alternatives to be put in place by the private bin companies. And I frankly think that's not good enough. I think we need to show more ambition for our city. To your question about what are the alternatives, well, the alternatives are either that households get a wheelie bin, which, you know, like is not appropriate for many households in the inner city, smaller households. There's huge issues with regards to caddy bins, but also in terms of and what I'm putting forward, because we see this in many other European cities, are the installation of compactors. Now, the reality is that
you mean public access compactors.
Well, I would love that Dublin City Council would build the infrastructure. You could have the bin companies effectively participate in a scheme where you go along and you work on a paper drop system where you drop your bag into the compactor, use a fob, do a paper drop.
Just on that, if I struggle so much with a bin caddy, if I look at it and I think, well, look, the sheer effort of getting a caddy through the house and out to the front or back into the house after it is emptied is too much for me. Surely to then say, well, sling your bin bag over your shoulder and march up the street to a compactor, that's more difficult.
Well, I think this is the thing, that there's different people will want different things, right? And half the people at the meeting on Monday night certainly, you know, want a positive alternative to the bin bags, like the compactors, or other innovative solutions, and another half don't want to get rid of the bags at all. So there's no doubt there is, you know, is in many views here, but there is a consensus that we need real consultation with the local community.
But is the compactor not more difficult than just using a bin caddy?
I think it depends. You see, this is the thing. Like, obviously, there's no two households that are precisely the same. But the reality is that if we are to move to a situation where we incentivize the reduction of waste, where we make sure that it is affordable for people, then we need to start contemplating, you know, innovative solutions that they use, they've been using in many European cities for many years.
Is that the heart of this, though, Marie, is that people have been told you're not allowed to put a soft bin bag outside the house anymore, and they're hacked off?
Okay, so at the heart of this are about four issues, right? So number one is with regards to cost. So at the moment, many people are paying about €5 for a bin bag. Those costs are going to more than double for many households, and if not treble, because of the nature of the contract arrangement with many of the waste providers out there, okay, where you're paying an annual charge, then you're paying a charge per lift, and then you're paying a charge for the weight of the collection. So because of that, there is actually less incentive now to actually reduce your waste because you're paying a fixed charge. And I think that goes against the grain of everything that we want with regards to incentivizing people to reduce their waste. But number two, the big issue is with regards to street clutter. So we see in parts of the city, people who have bins leave the bins out from, you know, 7 days of the week. That is not something we want for our streets. And, you know, I suppose what I find very sad here is that there's been fantastic investment in greening, the likes of Stony Batter, over the last number of years. And, you know, I do not want to see the proliferation of bins on streets. I suppose the other key thing is the future cost. We know from the waste management companies that they have increased their cost significantly over the last number of years. Like Panda's gone up by 43% since 2024. Greyhound is up 48% back in 2024, and we're waiting the price increase this year. And there's other companies, I don't want to be unfair to those two, but you know, the prices have been significant, right, and they're going to go up again. And so I suppose the key thing here is, how do we ensure that we actually have a solution that works for the vast majority of the community?
Indeed. That keeps, and I think, costs we have low, that point,
and that we and that we reduce actual illegal dumping and waste on our streets.
Marie, thank you very much. Marie Sherlock, Labour TD for Dublin Central. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.